You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. There is nothing like some hot buttered rum on a stormy winter day, right? Well, here's what I mean. Music of Hot Buttered Rum. It's a San Francisco-based bluegrass fusion band. The band is also the official bluegrass band of the San Francisco Giants. And Hot Buttered Rum is playing at Harlow's in Sacramento tomorrow, Friday night. Band leader Eric Yates is with me in the studio. Hi.
Good morning, Beth.
Good to
How
have you,
doing? You
here.
It's great to be here.
Did you make the trip over from the Bay Area before the storm or just now?
I got up crack of dawn and started driving out of Oakland. And actually, it wasn't real bad, except for that there's that one spot with the high wind in advisory right for Sacramento where
yeah,
I was getting kind of blown around.
Yeah, the Davis Yellow Causeway.
Yeah, I have a little Prius, so it holds up pretty good in the wind, though.
Are you staying until tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm actually staying in town. I'm doing a happy hour just sitting in with some friends at the Torch Club tonight at 5:30 for happy hour. I just figured I'd come in a night early and make a 2-day run out of it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So the band is a group of five friends, and I understand there's some baby news in the group.
Yeah, so our guitarist's wife, our guitarist Nat Keefe, his wife Erin Keefe, just delivered their first.
Congratulations.
And it's, Grady Buzz Keefe, I think was born 2 a.m. on Sunday. So we did unfortunately have to cancel a couple dates in Seattle and Portland, but, you know, it's just, babies are coming through, man. They take priority.
They don't wait for anything.
They don't wait for anything, you know? So we like to joke, he's kind of probably not going to be a musician because he's early for something. But
that's true. And anybody that's a musician knows exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. But you're here and you brought your banjo.
I did.
So we're going to hear a little bit later from the CD, but go ahead and let it rip because your warm-up sounded terrific.
Great.
What is
Here's
this?
A new tune of ours. It's called A Lonesome Feeling. When that lonesome feeling comes, don't you turn it away. Don't you turn it away. Don't you turn it away. When that lonesome feeling comes, you got to let it stay. It comes cause it got something to say. Lord, invite it in and let it put up its feet. You know you got to let it sing cause it sang so sweet. It's this and leave it out in the cold. You got to invite it in and let it save your soul. You got to invite it in and let it save your soul. When that lonesome feeling comes, don't you turn it away. Don't you turn it away. Don't you turn it away. Lonesome feeling comes, Lord, you got to let it stay. It comes cause it got something to say. Pour it some coffee, let it darken your door. Sit up and talk all night. Come around every once in a while. When that lonesome feeling comes, you got a little way. No, don't you turn it away. Don't you turn it away. When that lonesome feeling comes, oh, you got to let it stay. It comes cause it got something to say.
Oh, lovely.
Thanks.
You do that about as easily as breathing, don't you?
I probably do both in about the same amount.
Well, Giants fans know your band.
They do,
that official band. September of this year and August of last year, you made the national shows.
We did, yeah. The band sang the anthem a couple times last year, and we did a bunch of sort of fight songs leading into the unbelievable kind of World Series trifecta there.
Yeah. How'd that relationship start with the Giants?
That was the brainchild of our esteemed guitarist. He just decided we were going to start writing fight songs for the Giants. This is back in 2010 when they hadn't won a championship in San Francisco and we didn't know how far they were going to get, but everybody was kind of getting excited and it was just had that feeling to it. And so, yeah, I remember we walked out back. We were playing Denver, Colorado. We walked out back of the venue and threw on our Giants hats and like sang this song. He redid the lyrics to Rocky Top to be about San Francisco Giants, and then we just kept writing one every time they'd advance through the division series into the league series and the World Series. It was like, okay, here we go, we're gonna write another song. So then we did that 2 years later, and then actually did that this year as well.
I think we have a clip from this year's song. Let's listen.
I wish that I SF Giants are in the playoffs, and we know what they can do. This year's had some ups and downs, but we're kicking it into gear. Anything can happen, it's an even numbered year. So say hey, hey, by the SFA, sit them banners down. It's bye, bye, baby, when the Giants are in town. When the Giants are in town.
Yeah, you made that point about the even numbered year.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, next year's 2015. What
are you
going to do?
Yeah, we'll probably just have an off year, give the other teams the chance. Yeah.
Write an off year song,
yeah,
right?
Right. Take it easy, guys.
So a backpacking trip is where or when Hot Buttered Rum started?
Yeah, when we were just young, idealistic college kids, we'd get up into the hills as often as possible because, I mean, we live right near the Sierra. It's one of the best places in the world to be outdoors, and we all grew up listening to all different kinds of music, but somehow high altitudes, acoustic stuff makes the most sense. Bluegrass makes a lot of sense. Bluegrass music, of course, comes from the Appalachians.
Yes. And,
you know, that mountain range. We decided, okay, what would it be like to try to write acoustic music from the Sierra Mountains?
And then you ended up recording an album.
We did, yeah. So let me see. Recorded our first live album at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley, and just kept going since then. We have, I think, 7 of these things now, mm-hmm. including the live albums.
But live in the Sierra was done where?
Oh yeah, that came out just a year and a half ago. That was recorded in Tahoe, also in Groveland.
Oh, okay.
Which is near Yosemite, and a couple other venues all around the Sierra. So we try to keep track of our live shows. And make records out of them every couple of years, because I think that's where the band finds its deepest connection with the fans, is at that middle of the second set live show feeling, which is why we're so excited to come to Harlow's and do it. We're going to be there with Front Country as well, which is another great young bluegrass band from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, it's really happy hoedown. I think you like the sing-alongs for fans that know your music.
Yeah.
It's a very spirited performance.
Yeah, there's nothing better than singing along with a crowd. And we've gotten in the habit lately of just about every show at the end of the night, getting off the stage and just singing a song with whoever's there, with just the instruments ringing out. Hopefully more in
banjo
tune than that.
Sounds
but,
great
yeah.
in the studio, by the way. Let's listen to another track from the CD. This one is called Blackberry Pie.
I wrote this song with no eraser. Now she's gone and the boys will chase her. Shine your light on me. Way up high in the meadow, I can see urban ghetto. Shine your light on me. Yellow brick road made with gravel, battle scars burned in battle. Shine your light on me. Eagle cries, glory, glory, distant ships. Shine your light on me. That's right.
Shine Hot Buttered Rum from their new self-titled CD. They'll be at Harlow's Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
When I pop the CD in, the first track is very bluegrassy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't listen to the whole song. And then I went to track 2 and 3 and 4, and it is so mellow. And I love the sound, very much like Hot Buttered Rum.
Yeah. I mean, that's our idea, is to make a sound that's sort of smooth and warm, but also packs a punch. You know, this one was produced by Steve Berlin from Los Lobos. So he's done music from all across the gamut. He's a really great producer. And I think he's able to bring a certain core to our sound. And a lot of those mid-tempo songs, like you were saying, have a real density to them.
Would you name all the band members?
Yes. So I'm Eric Yates. I play banjo, dobro, a little bit of flute and clarinet and sundry items, and sing. Nat Keefe, guitarist and songwriter. Aaron Redner plays the fiddle and the mandolin. That was him just singing on that last track. Mm-hmm. He also writes. And then we have Brian Horn playing double bass. He plays a little bit of cello on the album. And Lucas Carlton plays drums and percussion.
Okay, well, give me a little twang and I'll say thank you. There we go. Oh, Eric, it was a pleasure. Hot Buttered Rum at Harlow's on Friday night. Thank you so much. Stay safe in the storm.
Will do.
Okay. And that is, again, Eric Yates from Hot Buttered Rum. Before we close the show, let's get a quick update on the storm situation. Steve Milne is standing by in the newsroom. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Beth. The National Weather Service just issued a flash flood warning in parts of El Dorado and Placer County in areas burned by wildfires earlier this year, including, of course, the King Fire. We're getting lots of reports of downed tree limbs and downed trees. The latest is a tree that fell in South Sacramento at 59th and Fruit Ridge. In Auburn, there are reports of trees hitting power lines at Dry Creek Road and Parkway Drive and our North Park Place. The Sacramento Airport, International Airport, reports morning flights to and from SFO are canceled and other flights are slightly delayed because of the storm. SMUD says hundreds of their customers are without electricity. They're reporting 16 outages affecting 800 customers in places like Fair Oaks, Citrus Heights, and Rosemont. Some school closures. St. Francis High School, the Catholic High School, is closed today. In the Sierra, we're hearing about snow flurries up above 7,000 feet, and winds are extremely high. Boreal Ski Resort is suspending operations because of the high winds and the forecast of 3 feet of snow. Heavenly Mountain Resort is closed for the day. And forecasters with the National Weather Service say it looks like the heaviest rain for the Sacramento region will be coming at about midday and throughout the afternoon, and that includes the evening commute. There's more storm coverage online, including resource links, a list of where to get sandbags, a live blog, and maps tracking the storm at capradio.org.
Okay, good update. Thanks a lot, Steve.
You're welcome, Beth.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Our senior producer is Jen Picard. Our producer is James Morrison. We had help from Cody Drabble. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. Stay with Cap Radio for continuing storm coverage, and do let us know your experience by email or Facebook or Twitter. Most of all, be safe, and thanks for joining us.
I'm Zoe Chase with NPR's Planet Money team. So, you know that letter, the one that came from your station asking you to give money at the end of the year? If you're like me, it is at the bottom of a pile of letters that you definitely plan on getting to soon. And at the time, you were psyched, like, of course I'm giving money to my station. But you know, mail just comes. Holiday catalogs are coming around. L.L. Bean turtlenecks, Beats headphones, compression, socks, so much to give. And you've forgotten the station letter. Well, this message brought to you by this station is to tell you there is still a little time to make a year-end contribution and get a tax deduction. So call or go online and give now, like right now, while you're thinking about it. You relied on this station all year. Don't let the chance to support it pass you by. Move the station to the top of your giving pile. And thanks for supporting public radio this year.
Yes, thank you so much for supporting listener-supported Capital Public Radio. At 1-800-800-5867, 800-800-5867, or safely and securely online at capradio.org. The breadth of coverage this hour, the storm updates, the dance troupe, the Hot Buttered Rum Bluegrass Band, all of that only possible on Insight with Beth Ruriak with your support. I'm Ben Adler with Jenny O'Meara one final time during this hour of Insight.
Income taxes aren't due for several months yet. And let's all breathe a sigh of relief there. And with all that's happening in your life, maybe taxes aren't even on your radar yet. Yeah, I suspect that's the case. But if you're looking for a potential tax deduction, now's the time to consider giving to Cap Radio. It's your source for programs that enhance your life and possibly take a little bit off that tax bill. Gifts made by the 31st count for this year's taxes, but don't wait till the last second. Contribute now at 1-800-800-5867 or go online to capradio.org.
We get support from Dignity Health. People may have greater access to Dignity Health providers and services through the Affordable Care Act. Learn more about options for open enrollment at dignityhealth.org/enroll. And from Paint Care, the California Paint Stewardship Program, with more than 700 drop-off locations in California where residents and businesses can recycle leftover paint. Recycle with Paint Care. More at paintcare.org.
We really prize your participation in public radio and this fund drive. We've got a special prize for one lucky winner, too. Well, they say you can't take it with you, but with Cap Radio app, you can. And if you're the lucky winner of our $1,000 Southwest Airlines drawing, you can share Cap Radio with everyone at your travel destination. You don't have to contribute to enter the drawing, but we do hope you will at capradio.org or 1-800-800-5867. And as always, Evergreen donors, they're already entered.
Yep, you got it. From Sacramento State, this is listener-supported Capital Public Radio, 90.9 KXJZ FM and HD Sacramento, 91.3 KUOP Stockton Modesto, 90.5 KKTO Tahoe City Reno, and 88.1 KQNC Quincy. Again, we ask for your support of Capital Public Radio during our very short four-day year-end fund drive. Make it now at capradio.org. Thanks.